गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना पराधलक्ष्यै क्षेत्राश्च कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रीति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तुष्णीं। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। First of all, my heartly dandat pranam in the lotus feet of my holy master Nitya Lila Pravishta Ang Vishnu Parshishun Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj. Also, I bow down in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We have come from India, especially from Vrindavan. The devotees from England and all over the world, they have a curiosity about Vedic culture. Now, in this world, all are attracted and questions are coming, why all world, especially Western countries, are charming towards this? Really, we see that whole world is attracted now for Vedic culture and knowledge. Because they have realized this fact that we are doing so much exercise mentally and bodily to be happy. We know that now there are so many inventions in this whole world that it wonders. From medical science, home science, so many discoveries are going on. How to be happy? Whole world has come now very near. We can see anything from here in any part of world. We can hear just opposite of this sphere. Ping is a very remote village. We can see and hear that now in a moment that Labour Party has come in England in power. One can see cricket and everything in enjoy. So thus whole world has come very near. But Vishi also, that there is a course of this new civilization. Though we are all nearer, but we feel no sympathy, no love, affection for any neighbor. What to tell of neighbor? Wives and husbands have no sympathy within them. Very rare. They have no faith to each other. That is why they maintain separate banking accounts and everything. Children have separate accounts. Wife has separate. Husband has separate. All separate. Because no faith. So this faith has gone now. And actually no love for anyone. If in a same house anyone is going to marry and anyone is dying, but no sympathy. They don't know who is he and who is he. So this is the problem of this new civilization. There is no love and affection for anyone. We know that we are men. But why we are men? We will have to think that animals cannot think for future. So we should try to think future. Who am I? This question should rise. Who am I? Am this physical body or anything else? Why I came here? We'll have to be old one day if you are not dying just now. There is not a man or woman. Those who have taken birth, they will have to die. Certainly. When we will die, we will take nothing from this world from which we have struggled so much for whole life and we have collected it. This body will be also left here. Where to go? Who will go? If these questions are not arising in our heart and mind, certainly we are not more than an animal. So, also we think that whatever we do for happiness. But we think that none are happy. Even an emperor, prime minister, Rashtrapati, or rich persons are not happy. For a moment they are happy, but next moment so many problems comes. Why? We not wanted to be old, but forcibly we'll have to be old. So why this question arises in our mind? These questions have been solved in our Vedic knowledge and scriptures and Vedas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, Ramayana, especially in Gita and especially, more especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. I am going to explain something from Srimad Bhagavatam. From Gita you should know that this body is not myself. We are soul. We are part and parcel of Godhead, Krishna himself, who is the supreme personality of Godhead. We are servant actually of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna we are. But now, coming in this world, we have forgotten him. And that is why all kinds of problems are coming. Let us go 5,000 years before, when Parikshit Maharaj was the emperor of the whole world. He was so learned, he was so rich, he has beautiful wife, beautiful children, very big kingdom all over the world. So many experienced and wise persons were in his ministry. He was supported by Krishna, also you know. So, he was very king person. And he has all equipments and all other things that a man can want. He has everything. He is so powerful. He was so beautiful. He was so wise. Beautiful wife, beautiful children, everything. But he was unhappy because in 7 days a death will come and no one can protect him from that death. Because a boy of 5 has cursed him that after 7 days a serpent will come and he will bite and you will must die. Anyone cannot protect. So, he was so worried what to do. He was in dilemma. He returned to king, returned to his kingdom, gave up his all ornaments and clothes, and he went to Ganges side, and he left his taking anything, eating, drinking, everything. And he was sitting on the bank of Ganges. At once, from whole world, from whole India and whole world, all the rishis and maharshis, who are realized souls, at once gathered there, assembled there. Vyas was there, Narada was there, Gautam, Harith, Jagyabal, Vishwamitra, Gautam, all others were assembled there. How they knew? There were at that time, 5,000 years, no such way to, what?
Computer, internet,
radio.
Huh? Radio, internet.
Radio or anything. No computer, nothing. But all knew. Because their soul was so high class of realized soul. Being here, by practice of Bhakti Yoga, one can know what to tell of this sphere, also Vaikuntha and everywhere. They can know all hearts. How he is happy, how he is unhappy. He can tell everything, past, present and future they know. So they at once knew that after 7 days, a serpent will come and bite Parikshit Maharaj. And he is now on the bank of Ganges River. So all easily assembled there, and a very big sabha
assembly
was there. In the meantime, a little young boy, like mad, but very beautiful, quite naked, nothing, no cloth was there. He was quite naked. When he was coming to this assembly, big assembly and learned assembly, some boys were with him. They were naughty. They were giving dust on his body. Some women were there. They were looking towards this boy. How beautiful. But he is naked like a mad. They were also falling some stones on his body. But when he came near unto that assembly, King Parikshit Maharaj stood up. Narad Rishi, Vyas, Angira, Gautam, all Jagyavalka, all stood and welcomed him. And they took him, this boy, naked boy, who had not taken even a bath for long time, not washed mouth. Dust was on his
whole body,
quite like mad, and very respectfully all came and welcomed, and they took him to the Vyasasana like this. And he sat on that, quite naked. King Parikshit stood and did like this, folded hands, asked him very regardly and honorably that if anyone is dying just now, he is on the bed of death, what he should do? And for another, this was the second question, that those who have taken birth after 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, aaj kal ya barson ya parso ya barson, jarur usko marna padega. Those who have come to this world, they will have also to die. So what they should do? First question, that those who are just dying, what they should do? And secondly, those who will not die today, but die tomorrow, after that day, in 100 years, 1,000 years, 5,000 years, they must die. What they should do? This was the second question. How can we be happy? This is the question of all audience. This is the problem with all. So in general, he asked Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, you should look, you should see that one side the emperor of the whole world, having all equipments with him to be happy, so much money, pitiful young body, so a strong body, having so much power in the whole world. And another side, quite naked, no cloth, nothing, not a wristwatch to see the time, not a single phuti kauri. Phuti kauri, you know?
Single penny.
In India. Not a farthing also. But he was so happy, not taking bath for so many long time. No care for this body. But he was so happy, having all things. And we are seeing that Parikshit Maharaj having all things what we want for be happy in other side. You can imagine between both that who is happy. Having all things necessary for life is not happy, and having nothing, naked, but he is happy. Why? This is Vedic culture, Vedic knowledge. He has Vedic knowledge. He has, but Parikshit Maharaj, having all these things knowledge, but he was pretending to be like that. He was a proud bhakta. But yet, to give something for general persons, he was playing a part of, like he is not happy. He was not less than Sukadev Goswami. So, we should try to know what is that thing that Sukadev Goswami was so happy and emperor was not happy. So we should know all these things from Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no book like this in whole world. Also, it is this substance, it is the purport of whole Vedic scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Because Vyasa has collected it in his last days. After collecting, dividing four Vedas, he has made so many Purans, Mahabharata, Vedanta, Sutra, but he was not happy because his Gurudev came and told that why you are not happy? We have given all kinds of knowledge. By Gita, you have told all things. But even you are not happy. He told, I don't know. Please tell me. He told that you have not told anywhere about Krishna. You have told something in Purans and Upanishads about Krishna, but you have not told about Gopi's prem, love and affection. Coming to this world, if you have not this prem, love and affection, your life is like animal. So, everywhere in Vedas, Upanishad, and especially in Srimad Bhagavatam has been told that actually we are the servant of Krishna, and Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can have the darshan of Krishna and service of Krishna if you have prem, love and affection. We have all affection in our hearts. But that love and affection is confined only to self, to his family only. We don't know that we are part and parcel and servant of Krishna. So, a lion, a tiger, ferocious tiger, has also some love and affection for his children and wife. He can kill all persons, but he will protect and he will have so much affection for his children. You know, dacoits and thieves, they kill so many persons, but yet they love, they have some affection and love for their children and wife and near and dears. So everyone has love and affection here. But in sankirna way, simit roop mein rakhte hain. Not for Krishna, not for any other else. So this is the problem of this yuga or this civilization. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking from him. We should further go and we will see that Sukadeva Goswami is explaining to Parikshit Maharaj. He is telling that we are all part and parcel of Godhead. And we have forgotten. And for this reason we are unhappy. And we will be unhappy for lakhs and lakhs coming births if you are not have bhakti to Krishna, love and affection for Krishna. That is why Krishna is so merciful. Bina karan?
Causeless, without any cause.
Causeless merciful he is. That is, he sends his powers like a charge, like guru, and sometimes he comes himself. So 5,000 years before, he came to this world, especially in Vrindavan, Bhumi, with his all associates. How he came? We see there are some reasons. What reason? At that time comes a demon and his so many friends, Agasur, Bakasur, Putana, all were making so much problems for Paul. They were free to take any wife, to kill anyone, to take all. So, this Prithvi Devi, Bhu Devi, Earth, took a shape of cow and went to Brahma, who has created this world. And she was weeping. Brahma knew this fact, and with all goddesses and demigods, he went on the bank of Kshirasamudra, and he was meditating. That Prithvi is, Bhudevi is so unhappy, worried. He should come and protect. Also, there are two reasons. Dronang Dhara had done so much austerities. They were doing aradhana of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we want some prem, love and affection for you. We want to love and support you like my son. And also, Kashyap and Aditi, the first man and woman of this world, they have also did so much hard stories for Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they wanted that a son like you we can have. Narayan appeared before them and told that, yes, I will be your son because there is no other one like me. And he, Brahma, also gave benediction to Drona and Dhara, that you will have affection and love and Supreme Personality of Godhead will come like your son, and you will support and nourish him. So Krishna came in Dwapar Yuga, in the last of Dwapar Yuga, to establish Yuga Dharma and also to kill demons and to save saints, bhakts. So he appeared in both places. Drona and Dhara were Nanda and Yashoda, and Kasama and Aditi were Vasudev and Devaki. Vasudev and Devaki, at that time they were in prison of Kansa, and Nanda and Yashoda were in Gokul, on the bank of Yamuna. In jail, he appeared like God, Supreme Personality of God. 400, so curved hairs, so beautiful, having golden and jewels ornaments, like 16 years old. He appeared. He did not come from home. But at the same time, in the same moment, he came from the womb of Yashoda in Gokul. Like a boy, very little boy, natural. In Gokul he played like a boy, here and there. In Vahud, he was so naughty, and in jail he told Vasudeva and Devaki that you should take me to Gokul. Vasudeva Devaki took him to Gokul, and this Krishna 400 was mixed in Krishna in 200 and became a little boy, baby. And he began to weep like general voice. He became about 3.5 aged boy. He was so naughty at that time, like boys, general boys, that he used to go to other neighborhood gopis and gopis, and he used to stole makkhan, misery, and all these things. They never wanted that Krishna should come to our houses, and he should stole something. Anyhow, Yashoda knew this fact. He wanted to make Krishna a very good boy. But he did not know that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has come like a boy, like a child, like a son to him. So he is always doing like this, oh naughty boy. You should not be thief, you shouldn't be like this. But we know that Krishna was not a thief, not a liar. He was Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never told lie. So there are so many history, pastimes. I'm coming to my mool object, because time is so short. In a day, we cannot express all very good pastimes of Krishna. It will take merely 1 month, at least 1 month. to tell, describe all these things. Then you can know what is love, affection, who is Krishna, who am I, everything. So, one day, Yashoda thought that my boy is going to be a thief because in my home, the curds is not sweet, milk is not so sweet. Makhan mani?
Butter
is not so sweet. These servants, maid servants, are not doing well. So he gave leave to them, and he was himself churning curd for sweet butter. And if Krishna will take it, he will never go to all other neighborhoods, homes, and he will steal anything. So he was sorry. She was so beautiful. Otherwise Krishna should but not be so beautiful. So Krishna was so beautiful, like her mother. Her mother was wearing a sari, reshmi sari.
Silken.
Very, very lean and thin. She has some
Earrings.
Beautiful. And she was doing like this. No? So, very good sweats, like pearls were coming. And she was singing in so sweet that she was so much absorbed in singing Krishna. She was singing like this. Govinda Damo Dharma dhaveti Govinda damo Dharma dhaveti Govinda damo Dharma dhaveti Govinda damo Dharma dhaveti Udukkale sang ghantatandulanscha sanghantayanto musalai pramugdha Gayanta gopya janita anuraga Govinda damo dharma dhaveti Govinda damo dharma dhaveti Govinda damo dharma dhaveti.
She quietly observed her churis.
Bangles.
You know churi. But twinkling like
Karta.
And churning, the sounds coming from the pot was like mridanga. Dhiktan.
Fie on them,
though, who don't love Krishna. They never chant Krishna. They never serve Krishna. So fie on them. And those who are serving Krishna and chanting, remembering, their life is certainly very, they are so much lucky. But fine on them, though have the body of man, but never think about Krishna. So fine on them. She was quietly observed. Krishna was sleeping on the bed, waiting for her mother. Oh, where is mother? In morning, in Brahma Murti, you know, in morning, about 4, we should not try to sleep because this is Brahma Murti. Those who want to be happy, they should give up their beds early in the morning to bed and early to rise.
Make a man healthy and wise.
You should remember all these Vedic cultures and knowledge. I'm expressing some only parts, because I have told that in a day, in a moment, in a
our we cannot express. But I am telling something. So she was singing in so way that he was quite absorbed. But Krishna was weeping, though he was Brahma. But he was weeping. Why he was weeping? Because previously I told that Drona and Dhara has done so much hard austerities for Krishna that he should come like a boy to me, as a son to me, and I will serve him. You should know that we are part and parcel of Krishna, and we have some relation to Krishna in our heart. If there is no relation, there is no service. If a lady, woman is married to anyone, then according to marriage, this relation has come, and then each other they can serve. If you have a relation with a child, like she is your daughter, and anyone is your wife, you cannot treat them both as a wife. For mother, you should have service like mother. Wife, have a relation, wife, then you will have to serve your wife like wife. If is your girl, you will have to treat like that. Everything depends on relation. So if there is no relation, no service. So Krishna has some relation with us. We have some relation by heart, by soul, whether we know or not know, but we have relation. In Vedic culture, it has been cultivated, this view. They have realized these things. That is why in Vedas it has been told like this, Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Supreme Personality of Godhead, having so much opulent, more than any incarnation of Bhagavan, but now he is boy, orphan boy like, son of Yashoda. Krishna is calling, mother, 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 I'm hungry. He was weeping, tears were coming, and he was doing like this. So this kajal mixing with tears coming, and Ganga and Jamuna were flowing here. He was weeping loud, more louder, louder and louder. But Yashoda was not listening because he was absorbed and churning, so sound was coming. At last Krishna, anyhow, he came down from the
bed,
palanka, and still weeping, he was going towards her mother. When Krishna came so nearer to Mother Yashoda, he took from one hand that churning
stick,
and by another hand, he took the bell of his mother. So mother looked, oh, who is doing so? So Krishna was so beautiful, marvelous, so sweet, doing everything like a boy, not knowing anything, no knowledge, nothing. But he was Supreme Godhead. He has forgotten his godliness, everything. Like a boy he was doing so. So when Yashoda saw, oh, my boy is so hungry, and he is so clever that he has, by one hand he has taken my bell, and other by he has taken my churning stick. He took that boy in his laps and gave his bell on the boy, and he gave his
breast
in the mouth of Krishna, and Krishna began to shock very sweetly. Yashodama, with fingers, he's taking
kerosene.
What doing?
Kerosene.
Yeah. Very madly he was. Tears were coming. So beautiful boy, in his old age he had. So he was loving so affectionately Krishna that tears were coming from love and affection. And the these rooms, hairs were standing there. This is Vatsalya Rasa. In likewise, we have all hidden some relation with Krishna. There are five relations in this world. No relation, but something. Like Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan. They know that there is a Godhead. He is shapeless. But he has some shape, not worldly, but chinmay shape. That shape cannot be seen or realized by these eyes or by this body. We cannot touch him. We cannot see him. We cannot realize by mind also. He is above mind. Exculpation. All exculpation. Va samasta dharanao ke atit avang man sah gochar hai. Kintu Hanuman ji ka Sudam, Madhumangal, they are friends. We know that Ram has also some friends, but not of the class of Braja.
Ki bolche
panchas minute hoye
geche
50 minute hoye geche.
I want to say more, so one kirtan should be done, and after this I will tell the remaining pastimes of Krishna in little. So namami nandana, the milk of Yashoda. And Yashoda was also weeping. This is called Vatsalya Rasa. Here there is a relation with son and mother. Krishna being the supreme personality of Godhead, we can think him like my child, my son. The best thing to think that Krishna is our beloved, light gopis, all gopis, young ladies, gopis, have relation with same that beloved, they were all beloved of Krishna, and Krishna thanked them beloved. This relation is marvelous. To give this relation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. We have all relations. Aerially, Sadguru, realized soul, very near and dear of Krishna, can give this thing. He can emulate this mode of jiva. We have these relations, but we need association. So, if you have that class of association, we'll be so lucky to have all these things. Krishna will be beloved, Krishna will be the son, friend, bosom, very bosom friends, and Prabhu, we can serve him. Yashoda was like so. In the meantime, Yashoda saw that a pot has milk on fire was coming out. Milk is thinking that if I am not to be served by Krishna, what is the use of this life, bogus life? A devotee thinks like this, that if you are not serving Krishna, we have no love and affection for Krishna, no use of this bogus life. So I should die in fire or from mountains. So Yashoda went at once and saved her that milk. In the meantime, Krishna broke the vessel and he entered the room and was stealing something, butter from the shikha.
Hanging rope.
Yashoda Ma was searching him, where he has gone, naughty boy. Krishna at that time naked, only of age, only 3.5 years. And he stood upon the okhal. Okhal, you know, in which anyone in India.
Mortar.
Corns are
mortar.
Mortar. Mortar. And he was taking butter, giving to monkeys and to crows. Why? Monkeys have served him in Ram when he became Ram. But at that time he never repaid them. Now he wanted to repay the monkeys. So he was giving free distribution of butter. And also to crow, because crow are in the dynasty of
Kaghusundi.
Kaghusundi, who was most obedient and very high class of devotees. Yashoda took a stick and Krishna saw at once and he fled away. He began to run. Any persons, yogi, whose minds are so fresh, no dirty, nothing, they cannot catch hold of Krishna, even their lotus feet. They cannot imagine, even in their heart, they cannot touch by heart Krishna lotus feet. And Yashoda was running towards him by this body to catch Krishna. And at last she catch hold of Krishna. And began, she began to tie Krishna, that I will punish you. Krishna began to weep. No mother, don't punish me. All the gopis were telling, oh, very sweet boy, and oh, so little boy, and we are going to punish her, punish him, and to beat with
stick.
And he is so weeping, he is weeping
bitterly.
Yashoda told that he may be God, the supreme personality of God, but he is my son. I will have to look after him. I will have to see that he should not be a wicked person. So he was going to chastise him, Krishna. Brahma cannot do like this. He cannot imagine. Shankar, he cannot take the lotus feet of Krishna in his heart. But Yashoda was chastising him. And Krishna was weeping. She began to tie Krishna with that mortar. He told her sakhis that bring ropes from your homes. They were bringing and laughing that Brahma has not written that Krishna should be binded. But she is doing so. We will see that what she is doing. She began to bring ropes, so many ropes. But only two fingers remained. She could not tie Krishna. Not a single time. Ropes were going increasing miles and miles. And Krishna this rest.
West.
Only
12 fingers.
12 fingers. And there was a golden chain there, her mother has given. Not increasing. And these ropes were increasing. But even tying another, always two fingers remain. She could not tie. What is this? Krishna is super. He is God. He at once saw and he told himself that if Mother Yashoda is tying me, then I cannot play with boys. Sridham Subha, Madhangal are there. All the cows are standing. They are not giving milk. If I am not going, if their cups are there, even they will not give milk. They are all waiting Krishna that when Krishna will come. And then they will give milk. All the little child's gopis were there, Srimati Radhika, in a very, at the age of 2 and 2.5, they are also waiting for playing with Krishna. So how can I play? Being supreme personality of God and thinking like so. So Jogmaya at once came, and it became a miracle that she could not bind. Only two fingers each time it remained. At last, Yashoda was full of sweats. She became yellow and was thinking, she was worried, oh, Krishna came from my womb and I cannot tie. So all Sakhi, what they will tell, that you could not tie your son even. So all will laugh. So she was praying, oh Narayan, save me. Otherwise all will laugh to me. So at once Krishna saw that, oh, now he has taken shelter of Narayan, that is myself. So at once he became pleased. And everything was solved. Only by one rope of hair binding, she took it and binded Krishna. What is this? This is a philosophical thing. That we should try to love Krishna. We should try sadhana. Like Yashoda, she promised that for whole day, for whole life, I will bind Krishna. Certainly I will bind. Without doing so, I will not take any water and any eating. She promised. Like a sadhak should be like this. Actually she should do all these things in the guidance of a Shuddha Guru. And he should serve Krishna. But only this is not sufficient. Krishna should be merciful to him. So when Krishna was pleased to Yashoda, seeing that she is doing so much labor for me, so at once he was tired. By his prema, not by any rope. Ropes were only outside things. He was only tied by Krishna prema. If there is no prema, there is nothing. So prem is 2.5 letters. Pa, ra, ma. Prem. So if anyone knows this prem, he is learned of all Ved, Upanishad and Shastra. And if not knowing prem, he is foolish like animals. So we should try to realize this prem in this human life. Otherwise, if you will be animals, and other thing we cannot realize. So I think the Indian community anyhow have these things in their blood. They should try this and also help all others this Indian philosophy of prema and love which Krishna brought it. Especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda has brought this. We should try to take this and to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Gaur Premanande, Jai 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 Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.